In early November, the state posted a proposal to end universal tuberculosis screening in schools. The plan generated blowback online after Scott Kendall, an outspoken critic of Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration, tweeted about it. His tweet included the fact that Alaska has the highest rate of TB in the nation. Kendall's tweet is true, but there's more to the story. The state considered axing the program as early as 2016, during the Walker administration. State data said other methods of fighting the disease are more effective. As early as 2013, the state stopped requiring universal screening at schools in low-risk areas for TB. And in 2019, the state suspended the program statewide. Now, the state is seeking to take the program off the books altogether and make that suspension permanent. The state's health department refused an interview, but state epidemiologist Dr. Michelle Rothoff answered some questions via email. She wrote that between 2014 and 2019, the state didn't find any cases of TB in school screening, even though it tested more than 10,000 students per year. State data from 2019 shows that cases of TB in kids under 14 accounted for less than 15% of cases statewide. There were 58 cases of tuberculosis recorded in Alaska last year, according to Dr. Rothoff's email. She did not say how many of those cases were among children. Alaskans can still comment on the proposal. The deadline is December 27th, 2021. In Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.